Well, it's my great pleasure to have on the phone Kevin Meyer, who's a candidate for lieutenant governor coming up in the August 21st, 2018 primary. Thank you for calling in, Kevin.
Sure. Thanks for having me, Michael.
We're going to begin this interview by just referencing the theme that we have chosen, which is the faster things change, the harder it seems to adjust to the change. And the first question, in Alaska, I have heard Native elders say, our traditional knowledge is no longer reliable. Describe how you think this observation applies to politics in Alaska.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. But I think experience is valuable, whether it be in the Native culture or it be in politics, because things kind of come and go, and it seems like things that go away, they seem to come back, and so somebody who's been around a while will be able to tell and kind of forecast things and maybe prevent problems before they actually occur. Now, I do know that, you know, some people think that we need to change out our leaders and get new ideas, different ideas. And I think some of that is good, but yet also having people in office and in our villages who have been around a while and have seen things, I think is also very valuable.
Okay. Question number two. In your life to date, how have you managed adapting to change?
Yeah, you know, change is always tough and it's stressful. We get comfortable in our lives and we're comfortable with the lifestyle that we have, and then all of a sudden somebody is trying to change it, and whenever that occurs, then it makes us feel uneasy. But you know, change is inevitable, and it's just going to occur. I think that we have to embrace it and accept it, and that we just need to remember that you know, a lot of change is for our own betterment and for our own good, and it does improve our lives and our communities. We just need to be open-minded to different ideas and to change.
Okay. If you consider yourself a conservative, describe the best qualities and achievements of liberals with whom you have worked, or vice versa.
I would consider myself a conservative. I think it's just a different approach to how we deal with issues. Not saying that one issue or one side is better than the other. It's just a different approach to dealing with a problem or situation. I think that, liberals tend to focus more on the poor and low income and those who, you know, need a helping hand, and that, you know, their approach would be that, you know, government will take care of them. Whereas I think the Republicans also care for the low income and the disabled and those in need. But our approach would be more to let's teach them the skills and help them build themselves up rather than rely on government just taking care of them. So I think, you know, we both are trying to solve the same problem, just different ways of doing it.
Okay. Question number four. As a candidate for lieutenant governor, do you believe that the way the people's business is conducted needs to change? And if so, describe a specific way that change can be achieved.
Well, I think that, when we go to Juneau, some people feel like that we just kind of leave the rest of the state of Alaska, and certainly the bulk of the people do live in South Central and up north. But this is a good example of change that's been good, and that is now that we have computers and people can watch us online, and of course now they are video, have us on video on gavel to gavel, so people can watch us live on TV as well as on their computer. I think it has made it more transparent and more accessible to people who maybe couldn't afford to fly down or come down to Juneau and actually watch us in action or testify on a piece of legislation. So the more that we can do to involve people and to make our action and our government transparent, I think is better, is good.
Okay, thank you. Question number five. The discussion about the budget has taken up most of the last legislative session. If further cuts in expenditures are to be done, describe specifically what those cuts should be and also what impact the cuts will have. And if additional revenues are to be added, also specifically describe them and their impact.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if there's a whole lot of reductions yet to be had. You know, we have spent the last two or three years. Of course, you know, I'm in the Senate still, and we have been looking for the fat to cut out of the budget because of our big deficits. Now, that's not to say that there isn't still some reductions that they can and should be made, and hopefully we'll continue that process. But I think what we need to look at is more reforms and restructuring our government that can also get us the reductions and the cost savings. And some of those would be, some examples of that would be, we have multiple insurance programs, and they're provided by the different bargaining units. And if we could combine that to one health insurance program, the study, and this was actually done by the governor's office, would show that we can save over $125 million. And then also, too, just consolidating some of our support services. It seems like in every agency we have an IT group, we'll have a communications group, we'll have an HR group, accounting group, and most large organizations, those would be centralized in one area, and then they would serve all the agencies or all the departments. And so I think that's something that whoever the governor is next time will look at seriously and consider doing that. And then those would be some of the reforms, and some of the the restructure would be a spending limit, a spending cap put on us, because frankly, you know, if we have the money, we're going to spend it. Now, we've done a good job of saving in the years of surplus, and we used a lot of that to pay down our unfunded liability, but we all represent different parts of the state and different districts of the state, and there's always needs, wants, and demands. And so I think that you have to limit our spending with a spending cap. Again, that was something that we did pass in the Senate this year, but it didn't pass in the House.
Okay. Thank you for that answer. Come to the last question, question number six. How do you factor polling of citizens' views about issues outside of an election campaign season? For example, if a ballot initiative were to pass concerning an issue you personally did not support, what would you do?
Yeah, but it's, you know, I think the initiative process and referendum process is important, because if we're not doing our job, the people's job, and we're not bringing forth ideas that are popular to the majority of the people, then they need to have the right, the power to implement that law themselves. And so that's why I think the initiative process is very important. But on the other hand, if we're doing our job, then initiatives won't be necessary. We will bring forward the idea or the thought. And assuming it is popular with the majority of Alaskans, then we should pass it. But on the other hand, too, there's sometimes initiatives that are being pushed by outside groups that hopefully the general public will see and will vote against it. But if it does pass, say, example, the one that comes to mind is the initiative that we have coming up in the general election, and it has to do, I think it's referred to as Stand for Salmon. I think once people understand the extent of that bill and the ramifications of it impacting maybe not just mining, but it impacts building roads and even building docks and harbors and even some people's septic tanks. So, but if it passes, then yes, it will be the responsibility of the governor and the legislature to implement that initiative as law.
Okay. Well, thank you for taking the time to answer those questions. We now have a few minutes left, and this is an opportunity if you have any final comments you'd like to share with listeners.
Thank you, Michael. No, we've been at this now for some time, and there are several other people running for lieutenant governor in the primary coming up. Shortly, a week from today. Today's Monday, the 13th, and I've been blessed to have received many endorsements along the way. Governor Parnell has endorsed me. John Sturgeon, who's popular with some of the outdoor groups, has endorsed me. There have been many straw polls that were done throughout the state, whether it be in Ketchikan or Anchorage or Juneau, and also in Wasilla here recently, and we've always come out ahead. So I think the campaign is going well, and it's nice to have these endorsements. But the endorsement I really need is the endorsement of the people listening to this program, Alaskans. I need Alaskans to come out and vote, because a lot of people don't vote in the primaries. But a lot of elections are decided at the primary level. So I do hope people will come out and vote, and I hope they'll come out and vote for me.
Thank you, Kevin Meyer, a candidate for lieutenant governor in the August 2018 Republican primary. I thank you for taking the time to do this, and I hope you have a good day.
You do the same, Michael. Thank you for thinking of me.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.